Hey.
What's up, y'all?
All right. It's nice to see y'all. It's nice to be out here. I've been traveling around a lot this year. I was on a mega bus last week. Yeah. Yeah, if you don't know what a mega bus is, congrats on your financial stability. It's bad. Like, yeah. You know, a lot of people are like afraid to fly, but like my plane fear and my bus fear are two different fears. Right? Like, anytime I get on a plane, I'm like, man, I hope there's not a crying baby sitting next to me. Anytime I get on a bus, I'm like, man, I hope I don't get bit. Yeah, they don't let, you know, plane security is tough. Like, they don't let you bring anything on a plane. They'll let you bring a sword on a bus. They don't. Like, I've only been asked one security question on a bus. One time I got asked a security question. They were like, sir, to the best of your knowledge, are you carrying anything on your person, like Schedule I narcotics, like cocaine or methamphetamine? And I was like, no. And he went, damn. And he just drove us to Cleveland. Anyway, it's nice to be out on the West Coast. I live in New York. I'm not from New York originally. I'm from the South. I moved to New York from the South because I wanted to see what it's like to vote. You know what's messed up? Nobody ever believes I'm from the South because I don't have like an accent or anything like that. You know, I'm just here to tell you, we don't all sound like biscuits that came to life. Okay? Some of us sound like this. I'm a black dude from the South that doesn't have an accent. You don't want me to sound like I'm from down there, you know? Like, there's white people that grew up in Africa. You don't want them to sound African. Some dude named Brendan, like, could you point me in the nearest direction? Of a Lululemon. Even Southerners don't believe I'm from the South. Like, I used to have this redneck friend growing up. I have an outreach program. I used to have this redneck friend, and he never believed I was from the South. He would, like, quiz me all the time. He was like, I don't trust it, Jordan. I don't really think you're from down here, man. Come on. You ain't got no accent. I seen you reading. Pretty sure you was eating kale on your lunch break. Come on now. Prove to me you're a Southerner. Do something. Prove to me you from the South. And I was like, all right, bro. And I just shot him. I didn't kill him, I just grazed him. Just a little Confederate handshake. That's what we call it down there. Yeah. Now, it's hard to tell I'm from the South. It's much easier to tell I'm a millennial. You know, I check all the millennial boxes. You know, I got depression, I go to therapy. I tell people I have depression and go to therapy. We wear that like a badge of honor, you know. You don't go to therapy to get better. You go to get better than everybody around you. Right. So when they're like, I'm sad, you're going to be like, oh, well, have you tried telling a Jewish man your secrets for $200? That's what I do. Millennials are sad, dude. We're in a tough spot because, like, we're stuck between two generations. We're stuck between boomers and Gen Z, and neither side likes us. Neither side likes us. We hear them talking shit, and listen, this is no way to treat the homeless community, okay? Like, I thought I'd be doing better now, too. Like, I thought I have a 401k. All I got is my journal and my feelings. That's it. Just waking up every day like, I am kind, I am strong, I'm worthy of my dreams. I do them affirmations. I be affirmating. People in the 50s and 60s never did that. You know, they didn't write in their journals. They just looked into the bathroom mirror every morning and said, you're a pussy, now buy a house. They just ordered a house from a Sears catalog for like $35. Got to live in it for generations. Dude, I wanted to be a homeowner so bad growing up. I don't even see kids playing house anymore. Dude, I saw six kids in the park today playing apartment. It was sad. They're just huddled around a trash can crying into it. Just... You guys want to split a Netflix password? I don't know. I don't know how we're going to make the rent. can't get along. The generations can't get along. And it's not even like big differences that we're, you know, arguing about. It's little subtle differences, you know, like how the jeans fit, where you get your milk from, you know. Because every generation gets their milk from a different source. You know, boomers are still hanging on to cows, and millennials, we switched it up to oats and nuts. And you know, Gen Z gets their milk from non-binary penises or something. I don't know. It's all natural. All right, Kevin, whatever you got to do to get your calcium, dog, that is, that's between you, they, and them. Nah, we don't have much. Millennials don't have much. This is what we have going for us, though. We're the last generation that can talk to people with full eye contact. All right? Yeah. Right? Yeah. I know, right? We got it in right at the buzzer, dude. It was close. It was real close. You know, because screen addiction is a real thing now. Like, everybody's got a phone in their pocket. I understand why people don't look at anybody else. It's like, look, there's a squirrel on a skateboard right here. Why the fuck would I look at you? But we didn't always have phones in our pocket growing up. We didn't always have that. You didn't always have a screen. You just had one screen. We had one desktop computer in the living room, right? And then you just went outside and you didn't know shit all day. You just outside dumb as fuck. Like, nobody had the answers. You're just like, what's the weather gonna be tomorrow? I don't know, let me drive home and ask Jeeves. How the fuck would I know the weather 24 hours from now? I'm not Native American. I gotta go look at a colorful map while smooth jazz plays in the background, dude. Yeah, one desktop computer in the living room that the entire family depended on, and every millennial boy immediately gave that computer AIDS. We fried them Pentium chips up, bro. Just a bunch of 12-year-olds typing in tits, question mark. That computer slogging through viruses like, whoa! He is curious and horny, whoa! Like Michael Phelps swimming in molasses. Gen Z is never gonna know that fear. That fear of when your mom calls you downstairs to discuss the browser history. She's sitting in that office chair waiting like a Bond villain. She's got the browser history pulled up. You didn't even know there was browser history. She's like, this you and you gotta play dumb? You're just like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that could be. You didn't Google this? Oh, no. You didn't Google what do vaginas look like? Probably dad, if I had to guess. Probably dad. If I had to make an educated guess, probably dad. I'm 13. I know what they look like. How would they look like? Gen Z's got a good. They'll never know that. They get to go to their room and jack off in private. I never got to do that. I had to sneak downstairs. I had to jack off in the living room, surrounded by family photos. Just my grandma's portrait right there on the mantle. Crazy. Gen Z gets to go to their room, lock the door, bust a nut, set up a tripod, do a dance, and tell the world why they're autistic. And it's like, I never got to do that. Got it too good, man. Huh? What'd you say? All right, I don't know what the fuck that was. That was my grandma's portrait.
She was like, I'm always watching.
No, I'm jealous of how Gen Z is. They're so comfortable in front of the camera, you know? Like, they make viral videos and stuff. You can make viral videos. You just gotta put up with the comment section. You know? Right? Yeah. That's why we're all on the internet, is for the comments. Right? Like, we post photos of ourselves on Instagram to fill the void inside, but we're really there for the comments, right? Like, you watch a video and then you're like, now what do the people say? Like, my cousin, he posted a video of himself the other day online doing a Fortnite dance, and it went viral. In a week, it got 18 million views. Right? Yeah, and then I was like, now what do the people say? I pulled up the comments. The first one said, this nigga don't get no bitches. This is a great comment. He's 12. He don't get no bitches, dude. He don't get
absolutely no bitches.
Uh, you know, you, those kids, they get bullied and everything. I feel for them. You know, I know what it's like to get bullied. I went to this all-white high school growing up, and people used to give me a lot of trouble because of, like, my personality or whatever. But they used to say that I acted white. You know, they were like, you know, for a black dude, you act pretty white. And really what they were trying to say is, as a black person, I don't act like the black stereotype of a black person that they have in their mind, of somebody that they've never really hung out with in the first place. You know, right? Because if I was acting white, I would have shot up that school a long time ago. It's like the whitest thing you can do, dude. It's just come to school with a bowl cut and a gun. Like, all right, now, am I acting white now? They're like, no, please stop acting white, please. No, you're not white. No, this is what you want. No, please stop acting white. Just act black. Be black. All right, you guys were a lot of fun. My name's Blake.